So let's talk about a contentious topic, and that is, should you ever do work for free? So a lot of people have various different opinions on this topic, and I mean, should you or shouldn't you, right? That's pretty much the question. But I think before we even answer that, I think we need to address the question of why would someone even consider working for free? And I've got my answer on this, and I'll get to that a bit later. But this question got me thinking, right? Like, if we just step away from the freelancing side for a bit, and we look at sort of the real world in business, think of a guy in business who started from nothing, right? And who built a successful business. Very often, it's just an interesting observation, very often you'll see that in their mind, they don't see any problem with someone starting out as an apprentice or starting like really from the bottom and putting in a lot of time, a lot of effort. And some even say, do work for free. If there is a business that you would like to get in, let's say you would like to be a web developer, web designer, or something in marketing, or an assistant, or whatever, it could literally be anything, and they can't afford you, or they don't have an opening, some of these guys would say, look, just offer your services for a month. Obviously, again, there's more practical sides to it. How will you afford? How will you pay rent? How will you pay money? And all of that. I think that's a sort of separate topic, but let's just go with a bigger picture for now. They'll say, just do it. Just compromise on other things. Work for a month. Offer your services and see if the business will still hire you. If you're that good and if you want to learn from this business, yes, you should do it for free, and there's obviously long-term benefits for that. If you look at it in the short term, yes, there's a lot of struggle. You're going to have to figure something out. You might have to borrow money for food from friends or family, or work a night job just to pay for X, Y, and Z, whatever. In the short term, it does not make sense. In the long term, who knows? That might open up a door to work in that desired company, or they might refer you to a friend and say, wow, this person, I would love to hire them. Maybe I just can't afford them or just don't have an opening right now. But wow, look at their work ethic. Look at what they can do. So just think about that for a while, right? Now, let's use that principle a bit further to look into the freelancing side. So I think in my mind, it boils down to, why would you ever want to do work for free? I think that it ultimately builds experience in your niche and in your industry. Let me give you an example of what I used to do. So at the beginning phases, when I was like 17 years old, 16, 17, 18, and I had no money, I was sort of in between various different things, and I was very interested in sort of design stuff. I mean, I don't know if you guys still remember PowerPoint, but I didn't have money for these fancy tools or, you know, good laptops and all that. So what I used to do is I used to just design. It's weird to think, but I used to sort of do wireframes on PowerPoint for certain businesses. And if they used to ask me, I used to do it for free. You know, I just wanted to sort of help them and sort of get experience, see how they used to, you know, deal with all of it and all of that. So that was sort of my beginning, my entry, let's say, into some form of freelancing work. Fast forward a few years, and if I look at my sort of recent free work that I did, I used to do something quite interesting. So not intentionally, right? It actually just happened. So I became friends with a few people on Twitter, whom you might refer to as tech influencers. So people with, you know, quite large followings. And I became friends with them. And I still am to this very day. So what I did was I would just, you know, when I had some free time, I would just go through their website and or specifically their landing pages and, you know, go through it and give some suggestions to them. I essentially, if you want to think about it, I did some work for free, right? And I just like casually tweeted the guy like, look, it's nice, your page is good, but you know, you could be doing this and this and this and this, and I'm sure it's going to increase your conversions. So he was very receptive, he appreciated my suggestions, He implemented it, and within a month, his sales improved quite a lot. He wanted to thank me with $500 to say thank you, and I said no. It's perfectly fine. I just wanted to give you some advice, right, on my two cents, my recommendations. So a few months went by, and I had an opening to look for more clients at the time, and I thought, let me reach out to this guy and say, look, I can help you with certain marketing activities, right? I can do this and this and this for your business, and to get straight to the point, I charged him $2,500 a month, and he took it. He could see that I was capable. He could see that I could, you know, do the work. This was quite a few years ago now, but I just wanted to sort of show you and paint a picture from experience. Obviously, when we talk about free work, it's quite broad, right? It depends on what stage you are in right now. If you are a complete beginner versus someone who's been in the industry for at least a few years, whether they're freelancing full-time or on the side, it can look a little bit different. So I thought, seeing as a lot of you guys listening are more sort of in the beginning phases of your freelancing journey, I thought it might be prudent to actually go through, you know, more of a practical approach to this. So when it comes to doing free work, right, or doing work for free, I think that I would say the best approach to this is to think of free work as an option, not the option. Let me say that again. Free work should be seen as an option and not the option. So, what do I mean by that? I think when you're first looking for clients, right at the beginning, you should not overlook asking friends and family, offering your services to them. Maybe they'll pay you, maybe not, but ideally they might pay you a small amount for it. If you've got no friends and family interested in a website, then look for clients. Charge them a low price, seeing as you're completely new into this industry, for a website. If they say no, then try and increase your prices. Maybe it's a pricing point, maybe it's a strategy of your outreach that is not working, right? Basically, the point I'm trying to say is you need to try as much as you can to try and get paid work. How much is irrelevant? Just try and get paid work. If that does not work, what alternatives do you have? Think it through with me. What can you do now? In my mind, I would probably say to you that, look, one of the reasons why you're not getting clients is pretty simple. You're a complete newbie, you've got nothing to show for it, and clients, put yourself in the mind of a client. You reach out to a prospective client and you say, hey, I want to help you build your website. I want to offer you these services. But by the way, I'm completely new and this is my first website I'm ever going to build. But I'm charging you $500 or $1,000 or $5,000. The amount is irrelevant. How would you feel as the client? Would you trust someone who just, you know, says that to you? No. I mean, let's be real here, right? So, what is the solution? You can approach this in different ways. You can try a portfolio site and build some example websites or projects or things like that, which can help, and I do suggest that you do it. Another approach is to actually do realistic, legit websites for clients, whether they pay you or not, and get client testimonials or build case studies on your portfolio website. Why do I say this? Think of it long term. Do not think of it short term. If you look at it in the short term, it's not going to make sense. In the long term, think of it. You've got two websites that you've offered for free for clients. They took it. You've got a nice testimonial. They love your work. They recommend you. The other guy says, wow, you've really helped my business. You've turned it around. You've improved the landing pages. It converted into more sales and blah, 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 right? You've got this experience. Experience is much better than saying, oh, I know JavaScript by 84%. I'm a master at React and all of this type of stuff, you know. At the end of the day, when it comes to websites and web design, businesses want to see the outcome of your website, right? So now this is what you've got. You've got this experience. You've got this asset that now you can use so that when potential clients land on your website now, they can see, look at this review from so-and-so. Look at their website that they made for this guy or this business, right? I like it. I want to work with this guy. Let me chat and see how much he charges for a website. And that's how it works. So if you want my answer, should you work for free? My answer is, as long as you've tried other solutions, yes, you should work for free. And as I used an example earlier, my example might look a little bit different to yours, but I do think that it can be beneficial using those strategies, and especially if you want to focus on a niche, right? So if you want to focus on agencies, like let's say you're in the medical niche and you do websites for dentists, right? So you've targeted this niche because you know that they pay well and that you are interested in it and you just want to work in this niche for whatever reason. So what do? You need example websites. You need clients and dentists who can refer you and say, wow, you work well. You know, you are professional. You deliver good results. That will allow you to land future clients. So I think my takeaway to this doing work for free, this is actually recording on for quite a while now, so it'll be quite a short one, but I suppose my takeaway would be like, try other income generating means and try other ways to get clients, but if you cannot get them, offer your services for free. I think it is beneficial and it will help you in the long run. That is my two cents on this contentious topic. So that's it. I hope you guys found value in it. And as I say, this is an approach. There are many approaches to this, but I hope you guys found value and I'll catch you in the next one.